That? I've read your title once again. Susan Mathewson reading A Fish Story.
I had birthday money I was desperate to spend, so at the dime store, Gail and I trolled the aisle surveying the goods. In the jewelry aisle, we stopped to try on pearl and rhinestone necklaces, clunky jeweled bracelets, and clip-on earrings, preening in the mirror. I took a strand of pink pot beads and started swinging them like a lasso. We were laughing too loud when the manager appeared across the aisle and frowned at us. We ducked our heads, trying not to giggle, scooted around the corner out of sight and into the tropical fish section. Aquariums of various sizes, filled with colorful fish, lined the back wall. Mesmerized, Gail and I pressed our noses to the tank, sidestepping down the wall from aquarium to aquarium. The sinuous movements of the fish, their iridescent neon colors shimmering in the water, fascinated me, but I couldn't afford an aquarium. Still, I was hooked and I wanted some fish, so I bought 3 goldfish that I could put in a bowl with fresh water. I was excited to show my mom. I thought maybe if I took good care of them, she'd buy me an aquarium later on. We had a long walk home, and I was worried the fish might die in the hot sun. I could feel the heat radiating up from the pavement through the bottom of my sneakers, so I suggested we run. "Wait a minute," Gail said. "I have something to show you." She reached in her pocket and dangled a bracelet in front of me. It was made of gold links with red stones embedded in every other link, just like the ones we had tried on at the jewelry counter a few minutes ago. "Where did you get that?" I asked. "It's for you," she said, and handed it to me. "I got it for you." I got a funny feeling in my stomach because Gail hadn't bought anything at the store. "How did you get this?" I demanded. "Just magic," she replied and turned away. I grabbed her shirt. She wouldn't look at me, so I pulled her around and got nose to nose with her. "How did you get this?" I demanded. She tried to turn away again. I said, "How?" She smashed her lips together and cut her eyes at me. "I took it," she said. And then she started laughing. "It's just a cheap bracelet. Nobody cares. Nobody will even know it's gone." "You mean you shoplifted it?" "For you," she said. "I'm giving it to you." "It's not mine and I don't want it. You have to take it back right now." "No," she laughed. "It's yours now, so you take it back." She took off running, didn't look back, and soon was out of sight. I was so mad I wanted to cry. I didn't know what to do. I had to get my fish home and into water. I didn't have time to go back and return the bracelet. Besides, the store might not believe me. The manager might think I had stolen it. I stood there holding my fish in that cheesy bracelet, its red stones winking in the sunlight like tiny traffic lights flashing, "Stop, stop, stop." I should have paid attention, but I jammed it in my pocket and sprinted for home. "I'll take care of it later," I mumbled. I had no idea how much trouble that bracelet was going to cause.
Fun. Very fun, isn't it? That's what's so great about, our writing. There's such diversity in what we present. And...